Summertime is here and the temperatures are heating up. That means your electricity is going to be running more to run your AC and your bill is going to be going up. So here are 10 tips to lower your electric bill this summer. Number one, avoid running appliances during the day. You may not realize it, but your large appliances put off a lot of heat when they're running, like your washer, dryer, and dishwasher. So why not wait until later at night when you're sleeping to go ahead and run those appliances? It can save you a lot of time and energy because you're not gonna have to turn down the AC while you're sleeping either. So go ahead, change your schedule up and run them at night so you don't have to run up the AC bill. Number two, make sure your ceiling fan is moving the right direction. Did you know your ceiling fan actually has two directions that it goes? One direction will pull the air up and the other will actually push the air down. During the summertime, you want to stand underneath it and watch it going in a counterclockwise manner. You should feel a slight breeze as it's pushing the air down. What that'll do is help agitate the air that's down at the ground where cool air will settle up to help it circulate throughout the house, thus lowering your energy bill. Tip number three, cool your lights. You may not realize how much heat your light bulb is putting out, so why not switch it from an incandescent bulb to a compact fluorescent or maybe even an LED? They've come a long way and the colors look a lot more natural now than they did in the past, and they help save energy, not only through reduced heat from the bulbs, but also by the fact that they consume less electricity than standard light bulbs do. Number four, lower your water heater temperature. If you have an electric water heater, lowering the temperature to 120 degrees could end up saving you some money in the long run. You may not even notice the temperature differential. So go ahead, take it down a little bit. It won't heat that water quite as hot in the tank, which means it'll save some time and energy, lowering your bills. Number five, clean up your AC. Making sure your air conditioner condenser outside is clean and free of any kind of obstruction is a great way to reduce your energy consumption. A lot of people don't realize that as tree limbs get closer and they restrict that airflow, it makes the condenser work extra hard. Also, if you don't mind, you can turn off the power, take a hose, and spray out the condenser and all the fins on the exterior to greatly improve that airflow that will really help you reduce your energy costs. Number six, replace your filters. The standard recommendation is to replace your air filter every 3 months, but in the summertime, you may consider every month. By going ahead and getting that changed out more frequently, you're gonna have better airflow. And as I said previously, better airflow means lower energy consumption. Number seven, seal the cool air in. Anytime you have the option to check your vents or any other ductwork that you can, make sure they're sealed up as tight as possible. Anytime you have an air loss anywhere, that's reducing your efficiency and increasing the amount of time that it's gonna take to cool your home, which means it's gonna cost you more in electricity. Number eight, cover your windows. Daytime hours last a lot longer in the summer, which means you're getting more sunlight on and in your house. By closing the blinds or the curtains, that can help reduce how much it's heating up your home, which means your AC may not run as much. The more you can keep those blinds closed when you're not home to keep everything kind of cool inside the house, the better efficiency you'll have and the lower your electricity bill will be. Number nine, close vents and doors inside the home. Let's face it, everybody's got that room in their house that they almost never use. So why not close the vents and shut the door to that room so you're not consuming extra energy by cooling that off when you're not even in there. This will allow all the ductwork to focus the air that it's forcing into the areas you actually occupy, which means they're gonna be cooled more efficiently and even faster than they would be if those rooms were opened up. By doing this, you're gonna go ahead, keep the home at a more constant temperature, reduce the fluctuation, and save some efficiency. Number 10, get a smart thermostat. A quick Amazon search is gonna return a whole lot of options for smart thermostats. There's programmable, there are things that will connect to your smartphone, there's all kinds of things that are out there that can really help with your efficiency. By setting up a program to allow you to go ahead and increase the temperature when you're not home so that it's not running the AC as much is gonna help you out and save you on future electricity bills. Thanks for checking out the Air and Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.